Comic Timing is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network.
This is Batman. You may have heard me on Comic Timing Geeks Unite. Well, they're having a crossover. That's right, because I'm Batman. Listen to Geeks Unite episode... Oh, crap. What episode is this? Where?
It's episode 8.
Oh, thanks. Listen to Geeks Unite episode 8 for a summer recap of movies. And listen to Comic Timing episode...
Episode 48.
Alright, well, this is the Comic Time for part 2 when we discuss comics. Anyway, because I'm Batman.
Yeah, Batman?
Are you dense? Are you retarded? I'm Batman!
Okay, yeah.
Hey there, folks. My name's Ian Levinstein, and welcome to episode 48 of Comic Timing. This is part of a crossover with Geeks Unite, which hopefully is out by now. Hopefully. All right, it is. That voice in the background talking right now is the host of Geeks Unite, Raph Suhu. What's up, Raph?
Not much. Just uniting, geeking, and unite. Yeah.
Yeah. He is also a me now, so if you want to see a look at what his me looks like, head on over to the CGS New York post. I put it on there. And I think it's a striking resemblance.
It's actually very good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Also joined by Juan de Jesus. His full name is being withheld this time unless Brent still has it handy.
I could bestow upon you peasants four. Juan Alberto de Jesus Delgado Rodriguez Ortiz y Man the Third. Conchita.
And we just
Melendez.
Like...
Roberto.
He just went through all the good baseball players' names. That's all, you know.
Clemente.
Dude, as long as you ended in Montoya, I'm happy.
Beltran. Montalban.
Yeah,
Montalban.
Raph Suzuki Matsui Irabu, all right, whatever.
Irabu. You fucking bring up the fat pussy toad.
Sven. I have Swedish in my bloodline.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
Oh, wait. I found the name.
All right, here we go.
Juan Alberto de Jesus Delgado Conchita Consuela Bogota Roboto Mateo Ponce de Leon Rodrigo Gonzalez Smith Ortiz.
You forgot Iman.
But people call him Dot. Nobody got that reference? Jeez. Oh, there we go.
All right,
there we go. My name is Luisa Francesca Banana Fana Fofesca the Third. People call me Dot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. All right, but anyway, what's up, what's up, Juan?
Nothing much here.
Right.
Chilling.
Awesome. Sweet.
Reading my preacher traits.
Ooh, nicely done, sir. Nicely done. We're also joined by the co-host, not co-host, co-host. I say he's not a not co-host because it's fun to say so. It's Brent Casino. What up, Brent?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, Fat Albert. What's going on? How is this day in Florida?
Sunny. Well, it's dark now.
Oh, yeah. I would hope so because unless you switched like 5 time zones, it would be dark by now.
He'd be somewhere in Madagascar.
Yes. Unless you're somewhere over by Madagascar, it's nice and dark by now. Let's move this on, all right? Because I think this is going to be the awkward pause episode of Comic Timing. All right, we're finishing up the summer bests and summer worsts, as it were. Because summer good.
Summer in review.
Because summer good and summer bad. Yeah, we went into movies.
Summer bad, just like that joke.
Yeah, right. We went into movies on Raph's show, and now let's get into comics, because that's what this show's about, Comic Timing, after all. Let's start things off with the best comic book you have read all summer long, and we'll start it off with Raph.
Sinestro Corps.
Reasoning.
The entire... It's just so... Oh, they take one of my favorite characters... this is a spoiler. This is going to be a spoiler podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to spoil it then. They take one of my favorite characters, and your favorite unit, in Kyle Rayner, and they make him fucking... Parallax.
Uh-huh.
They bring back the Anti-Monitor, the Cyborg Superman, and he who shall not be named Prime, and all in one
Superman
team. It's just so good.
It is
good.
Yeah, it's very good, and that's special. I'm assuming is what you're in particular saying was your best comic. That was brilliant.
Yes.
What a great start to it.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's number one issue.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely. That was fantastic. You got a Marvel favorite comic?
Nova number 3. Or number 4. Number 4. Number 4, because that just blew my mind.
Awesome.
Because, the whole tying into Annihilation Conquest, I did not expect that last page. I don't know if you've read it yet.
Wait, you mean that? Is that the one where the female Nova
Yeah, she no, she no. It's the one after that.
The one after that. No, I haven't read that yet. I think that's issue four, I think, or five.
Yeah, it's issue four. That's issue four.
Came out this week, right?
No, that came out last month.
Oh, no, that
he's
that
talking
one.
About the one where they kill Richard Rider.
Oh, yeah, no, that one. That one.
The one where he becomes part of the Phalanx.
Yes, there you go. Okay.
I did not expect to see that coming, and I don't know how the hell he's going to free himself, and that, whew, the space wars, the space epics are the best ones coming out of Marvel and DC right now, in my opinion.
Agreed.
So,
can somebody tell me?
I'm glad I dropped
me?
Nova after issue three.
Okay. No. You should pick it back up.
I don't know what the Phalanx is.
Real good.
Dude. Just read.
The Phalanx are X-Men enemies.
I don't want to pick up Annihilation Conquest.
Then wait for the trade, okay? Can you do that?
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, it will be really good to read in trade because it's an epic, just like Annihilation was. So,
which I haven't read.
I know. That's why I'm saying, if you pick it up in trade eventually, all right, discount, comic service, whatever you want to do, man, all right.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Did somebody tell me if Dan Abin and Annie Lanning are kicking themselves or doing the same exact thing to Richard Rider that they did to Kyle Rayner?
Ooh.
What? Oh, you mean that the other company did?
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, because World War III, World War Hulk.
Yeah.
True debt.
Mm-hmm.
Identity at Crisis, Identity Disc.
True debt.
Yeah. Civil War, and if I remember correctly...
Outsiders number 50.
There you go. Uh-huh. Outsiders number 50. Uh-huh. Yeah, where they bring up, yeah, no, we need a team that goes behind the law, because the governments are not really with us right now. In fact, they might even try and regulate us, but we don't really need that. Yeah.
Because I'm Batman.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but that's done so much better than... I don't know who you are. Can I trust you?
New Warriors, huh? I assume?
Oh, no. The New No, I didn't even pick up New Warriors.
It's been good. It's been very good. However, to explain to you what New Warriors has been so far, New Warriors has been all the X-Men that lost their powers in a book.
That's pretty cool.
That's boring.
It's so far, they've introduced Jubilee, Chamber, Beak... And
doesn't
Ancient
Chamber
and
have a hole in his chest?
No, actually, they fixed that in New Excalibur. don't even get that? You don't even want to know. Trust me, all right?
Magic?
Do you seriously?
Because you've got a big fucking hole in your chest. Where the fuck are your fucking organs?
Do you seriously,
motherfucker?
Do you seriously want me to tell you? All right? Because when you hear this, you're either going to laugh or cry.
I'm ready. I got my tissues ready.
Is it a Chris Claremont thing? Because I'm going to flip out if it is.
I think it is.
Apocalypse fixed him and made him a horseman.
What?
How's he in New Warriors?
Apocalypse fixed him and made him a horseman because all the horsemen that came out of that whole thing are like normal now. I don't know what the hell happened. It's like, so, I mean, they all have their minds like Archangel did.
Gambit is not a horseman?
No, he's not.
I thought he was a horseman.
He's a marauder.
He was.
He's
he was deaf, wasn't he?
Yeah, but now he's just a marauder all back to normal. I don't know. Well, Chamber still looks like he did when he was like fixed by Apocalypse, but he's not all like, I must follow Apocalypse and kneel before Zod, you know? So for now, he's all pretty much normal. I don't know how much that's going to last. I don't know. Yeah, all right. Moving on. You have any independence you want to bring up, Ralph?
Ooh, let's see. Mouse Guard. Does that count? No, that shouldn't count. It's pretty recent, isn't it?
No, Mouse Guard counts.
All right, Mouse Guard then, because I absolutely love Mouse Guard.
Okay.
It's mice guarding themselves from large animals. It's so simple, and yet it works so well.
It's magic.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So, Brent, what was your favorite comic book?
My favorite comic was Sinestro Corps Special.
I think everyone on this panel could pretty much co-sign onto the whole Sinestro Corp.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got a different reason other than Raff did.
Okay.
The arc?
Ethan Van Sciver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the absolute best.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he drew an alien with, like, babies in its back.
I know. The shit he thinks up is just freaking weird and sick and twisted, and the fact that he's a Mormon makes even more sense now.
Whoa.
Wow, my man took it religious.
Holy shit.
Be careful,
shit.
Bro. They're everywhere.
Yeah, so, I know a few of them, so.
I don't know. I loved his Green Lantern Rebirth. I liked Superman, Batman, those three issues that he did. I thought the art there was great. I'm kind of glad he left that book so he could work on this because this came out absolutely fantastic. I had no idea what was in store for me when they said he was leaving this to work on Sinestro Corps. And I was like, okay, well, you know, it takes him a month and a half to do a regular issue. Why is he taking 6 months off of Superman Batman? Because he really put his whole fucking heart and soul into that one issue, you know, the double-sized 48 pages or whatever it was, and it came out the bomb ever. I mean, I don't think anybody can draw parallax like he can. Just everything was amazing. I loved it.
It was awesome on so many different levels. I agree. You got a favorite Marvel?
Favorite Marvel? I'd have to say World War Hulk number one.
Okay.
Because New Avengers kind of didn't do it for me all summer. The Skrull thing was kind of shocking, but, you know, that storyline needed to be resolved 3 issues before it did. Because they did all the flashbacks and stuff, that was kind of disappointing there. Mm-hmm. Mighty Avengers is still not out, number 5, and New Avengers has already moved on to the symbiotes thing as of the latest issue. Not really, but like it comes at the very end, so that's kind of disappointing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, World War Hulk number 1, I really enjoyed that.
Okay, independent.
Oh no, I want to amend that. World War Hulk number 1 was good, but I thought Amazing Spider-Man 532. Where Spider-Man beat the shit out of the Kingpin was better than that.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. I remember that. That was pretty cool, too.
That's my favorite Marvel.
Nice. Independent?
Any of the Why the Last Man trades I read.
That'll work.
Because I didn't get anything else other than that.
I actually kind of hope that by the time we do the relationships thing that you've read all of Why the Last Man, because there's something I need to say, but I'll wait.
You're telling me I should get caught up on the single issues?
If you could, that would be absolutely super.
But, oh my god.
But if not, then so be it. How many issues behind are you right now?
Well, I think there's like 4 or 5 out there.
Okay.
I don't know if I can hunt them all down in Gainesville, but I guess I'll try now.
I'll send them to you if it's... Ooh. Ian, you're talking about the last issue, right?
Yes. Don't give anything away or I'll kill you.
No. I will send them to you, Brent. If push comes to shove, I will send it to you. That's it. I say I'm not saying anything else. Nothing else. Get nothing from me, man. All right. Nothing.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to Juan here. Juan, favorite comic?
Starting with the Independent Strangers in Paradise number 90.
Ooh. Good choice.
It was a fitting end for a series and the way it's supposed to end. Mm-hmm. And it actually made me get a little choked up because I was reading it in the car at night. Chris Daughtry came on and made it worse. Fucking asshole.
Well, see,
I don't even like Daughtry. It's just that when I was reading it, that song kind of fit it.
Well, there's only one way it could have gotten worse. If 'cause you had a bad day, you think it wouldn't die.
No. This was Over You by Chris Daughtry.
Oh.
And I was looking at Ketchum and Francine.
Uh-huh.
And no, come on. That's just touching.
Yeah.
It's a fitting end to a good series.
Because that was the last issue, right?
DC, it was the last issue. Hmm. DC, again, Sinestro Corps just knocked my fucking socks off. I gave it to a friend who doesn't like comics, and he read it. And he was like, this is good. This is awesome. I'm going to check it out. And it got him into the shop. And for Marvel, Ultimate Spider-Man number 111, because it did the amazing job of wrapping up most of the Bagley art while introducing a new artist that was similar enough that it wasn't a jarring change. Mm-hmm. That or... you could say Brubaker's Daredevil, I forgot what number, like 97? Uh-huh. Or something that wrapped up the last five. No, what was it? It was the one with the Romita cover. You know which one I'm talking about? It was like 95?
Yeah.
That wrapped up 5 years of continuity in 22 pages. It wrapped up all of Bendis's Daredevil run in 22 pages.
It's kind of amazing how that happened. Like, mm-hmm. You've got 5 years of story that can all be wrapped up in one comic.
And that maybe that shows you the strength of Ed Brubaker.
Agreed. Yeah,
but then you've got the strength of Bendis and Immonen by being able to introduce a new art style to something that for so many years was so static. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ultimate Spider-Man pretty much is the image of Spider-Man for the new generation. Mm-hmm. And when you go ahead and you change the artist, you're kind of playing with fire. But I think Immonen and Bendis, the way they decided to tackle this story by having his art as being the flashbacks and Bagley's art as being the present day, that it just eased it in. Like, this art style was always kind of there. And he does draw him kind of Bagley-ish, and I just thought it was handled very well.
It's not his next wave stuff, and that's kind of what I was hoping for. I mean, I said that back when we first announced that he was going to be on the book, that I wanted to see more of a cleaner style from him, and that's what we're getting.
His face is sometimes a little wonky, but it's acceptable.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, my favorites, I'm going to do my best not to mention anything that's already been said. In fact, I'm going to say three different books entirely. DC, Booster Gold number one.
Period. Oh, that's pretty good.
All right, Booster Gold number one gave me every single thing I wanted out of a post-52 book. And with a character that before 52 I didn't care much about. Booster Gold was just sort of there. You know, he was the comic relief to me. But this comic book just proved to me just how well a character could be introduced as like a savior-type hero and make it work. And the fact that he's going to be sort of like a Quantum Leap-style thing where he's going to be righting wrongs and all that, I've always been a fan of time travel, so Booster Gold was perfect for me. And the art, that's the best Dan Jurgens art has looked in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Without it's question. So
it's better than his Nightwing stuff.
Much better. Much better than his Nightwing stuff. And his Nightwing stuff
I agree with
good.
You there.
Yeah. His Nightwing stuff.
I don't like his
good,
Nightwing.
But yeah, this has life to it. Mostly because I have a feeling he probably just wanted to be back on this character because he's the first guy really was on him in the first place.
He created him, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. All right, Marvel, it just came out this week, but I have to say it because of the Iron Man douchery we've discussed on this show, Thor number 3.
Oh, yeah, that was a good issue.
All right.
Yeah.
And you may have to smack down.
Oh, hell yeah. I never thought I'd be saying that a J. Michael Straczynski comic was my favorite comic of the summer. But
let's see if it ends strong.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yes. But just the fact that we had in one issue, Thor beat the living shit out of Iron Man made me the happiest man on Earth.
Yeah.
Because it was about damn time.
Oh, yeah. Because Sentry wasn't going to do it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. I mean, like, the look on his face and the line that I think made it for me the most is, I used to value this friendship, and this is what you do to me.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect... Oh,
it's beautiful. It's absolutely fantastic, yeah. So that's why it's up there for me. Independent, I'm going to go with Fallen Angel number 17, because it gave me a character I'm not familiar with in She, and it gave me a crossover with that character, and it's the first flip book that I've read in a very, very long time. And it worked. They had one story on one side, and then, you know, you flip the book over, and there's another story on the other side. And the first one had Billy Tucci art. The second one had art from somebody else. They were both written by Peter David. And all in all, fantastically done. So it made me care about She, which is a character I've never had any interest in at all in. So I think that's a running theme here, is that characters proving to me that they're worth it. This summer, everybody did a good job on that. So that's my three right there. Let's get a little less enthusiastic. Let's go from favorite to worst. Worst single issue from the summer. We'll start with you, Juan.
Where do I start? World War Hulk number 3. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was a waste of good Romita art. I don't want to see Rick Jones do anything because it's not gonna help. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of tired of seeing Rick Jones pop up everywhere.
Agreed.
It just it really took the wind out of my sails with that series, and I was just I'm kind of just waiting for it to end.
Really?
And yeah, I can't, you know, Marvel's events, they haven't been good, you know, except for Annihilation, which flew under the radar for everyone. Civil War started off strong, ended poorly. Annihilation started off strong, was getting weak towards the middle, ended great. World War Hulk started off fantastic, especially with that Black Bolt Hulk battle. But I need to see more of it. You know, I need to see more of the fight. I'm not getting that. I'm getting a lot of talking. And from people that, frankly, I don't want to get the talking from. I want to get it from the Hulk side. I'm not really getting it. And yeah. World War Hulk 3, I'm not as enthused as I was at the beginning.
So it's losing you.
Yeah, it is. And for DC, little bit harder for DC.
Well, if you want to just do one single issue, then I'm okay with that. But if you think of anything else, you can.
I think when Kubert, Johns, and Donner came back and gave me that one issue of Action, it was almost too little too late. The art was fantastic, but the story, it could have been done in three issues. It didn't have to go as long as it went. Do you guys understand me?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was just, you didn't have to make the story as big as you think you have to, uh-huh, to tell a good story.
Yeah.
And I think that's more Donner than it is Johns, because I think Johns understands the fundamentals of storytelling. When there's this huge gap, and then you have people like McDuffie and Busiek pulling the slack together, and then you release an issue, and it's not fundamental to the story, it kind of also makes you less enthused. And for the independents, you know, haven't really seen that many that kind of disappointed me.
Yeah, I'm only going to go Marvel and DC for mine, because again, most independents I read, I know I'm going to like in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For Marvel, there's no choice whatsoever on what my choice is going to be, other than Wolverine number 55.
Yeah. Which one's that one?
The final of Wolverine Sabretooth battle.
Could I change my Marvel to anything that Jeff Loeb wrote with Wolverine in it?
Jeff Loeb used to be one of my favorite writers. Used to be.
I don't know what happened.
Well,
His
Fallen Son stuff was good. His Fallen Son stuff was good. In fact, he wrote Wolverine better in Fallen Son than he wrote in Wolverine.
Wow.
Which is a really bad problem there, but he retconned Wolverine and Wolverine-type characters, and I know this is not going to be mentioned at all. Just like Norman Osborn fucking Gwen Stacy. This is going to be the sort of shit that's never brought up in Marvel Comics. The fact that he retconned Wolverine into being evolved from lupine creatures, from being evolved from wolves, pretty much.
And never really explained it after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, what the hell is going on here? And he had characters in that group of wolves that weren't even wolves.
Who, like Wild Child?
Yeah.
And Sasquatch?
Uh-huh. Sasquatch, thank you. Sasquatch. Fucking Sasquatch is a Sasquatch.
Amen, brother. Amen. Motherfucker.
All right.
What I don't get is why would you waste Bianchi's art?
Yeah.
It was wasted.
My favorite quote is from the review that the X-Axis did. X-Axis is a wonderful X-Men review site. If you ever want to check it out, they do mostly X-Men reviews. They do a couple others here and there. The first quote on the article, and I got to get my voice ready for this.
They're mad, they're ancient, they're wolf-like, and they're color-coded. And they eat lupine retcons tonight on Six Head World.
Oh,
I love Guardian references, but yeah, that was utterly repulsive.
You know, those five issues didn't tell me as much story as World War Hulk number 3.
Mm.
And you just heard my review of World War Hulk number 3.
Sure.
I didn't get enough story.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what Jeff Loeb's story was. It was that flat.
Oh, and speaking of stories that
I didn't need five issues.
Speaking of stories that I could care less about, Amazon's Attack.
Oh, I forgot about that.
All right. The last issue of Amazon's Attack, I didn't pick up. I read most of it on Scans Daily because I was not going to spend the money on this. After picking up the first three issues, and I didn't even get past issue one. The other two issues were in my DCBS order. I stopped picking them up. It was absolutely terrible. I know I've heard people try to make a positive spin on this series, but what the hell are you doing? That reveal at the end... Some people had sort of said, well, Athena has to be, like, somebody from Darkseid in disguise. But that's not what I got from it. I got that Athena went crazy. That's what it seemed like the entire time, that the gods had gone mad. And all of a sudden, in the last scene, after doing godlike things that only a god could do with technology that no way in hell people from Darkseid or Apocalypse could have ever gotten, Granny Goodness is Athena. And the gods are tied up. And the Amazons, which you literally just brought back in this very series are already gone? What the hell, DC? This entire series reeked of editorial missteps. Now, I did a rant on Raging Bullets about it. So if you want to hear what I said about that on there, you can go ahead and read that post on their forums. But basically, this seems like what Marvel used to do in the 90s. This was an editorial mandate to give us a reason how Granny Goodness could get involved. And they came up with Amazon's attack. Hippolyta being back? She was better off dead. Better off dead. Because to disgrace the character the way you did in this series makes her worthless, in my opinion. The entire series was worthless. I yawned. I threw it to the side. And I really hope that nothing like this ever comes out of DC again. I really hope it does. Because I'll be an angry camper. And then it
messed up Countdown continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're trying to fix it now with the whole new Amazon thing where Holly's going to Paradise Island, I think, or whatever.
It's not that. It's that the series and Countdown didn't match up.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because the timing and the schedule is all screwed up, right? Mm-hmm.
And then they're in the middle of fighting in D.C. They go to Bart's funeral, and then they go back to fighting.
Yeah. It's
and then issue 36, they're still fighting.
Oh, and how about the fact that, speaking of Countdown for a minute, how about the fact that All New Adam came out with a trade dress that said Countdown 34 on it, and you open up the first page, and again, spoilers here, on the first page, there's Kyle Rayner in his new outfit saying, please make sure to read Countdown number 33.
Post-Sinestro Corps.
Uh-huh.
And in Countdown 33, there's no fucking note saying, this is post-Sinestro Corps.
Mm-hmm.
Read Green Lantern 26 to find out what the hell happens to Kyle Rayner.
Yeah.
Oh, and that Tales of Sinestro Corps one-shot, that's called Ion, and the solicitation, it comes out, I think, in October, November?
November.
The whole blurb is, will Kyle Rayner become Ion again? Or will he be a regular Green Lantern? Well, fuck me, I don't have to pick up that issue now.
I already ordered on DC.
And I wanted to get it. I wanted to get that issue.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I don't have to get it now. Thank you, DC.
So is he a Green Lantern or the Ion? Is he a Green
Lantern? He's a Green Lantern. As of now, he's a Green Lantern. Okay,
because
he had a ring on his finger. However, Ryan did call him Ion.
Okay.
So I don't know the hell's going on. They're probably making it
a Ion didn't ring.
Maybe Ion got weakened, and so he took the form of a ring?
No, back to being a Green Lantern again because I got the Search for Ray Palmer Wildstorm one-shot this week.
Okay.
And he says, I'm back to being regular old Green Lantern again.
Mm-hmm. So that other guy is Ion.
What other guy? I think they were both Kyle Rayner on that cover.
Don't reveal anything about Green Lantern. I haven't read it yet.
He's talking about the cover of the Ion one-shot.
Oh,
no,
okay,
that's not two Kyles. The other guy is the guy that shows up in Green Lantern Corps, the guy that they said they had to protect.
I don't know. That hasn't come out yet. Who knows?
Yeah, the new guy.
Yeah,
I don't understand why they can make Kyle Ion again for a fucking miniseries and then take it away.
They're not. Yeah. They're making the other guy Ion and they're making Kyle a Green Lantern.
That's fucking bullshit. He's the torch bearer. I read 12 issues of Ion that went absolutely nowhere other to tell me that Graven's back around the picture, which I kind of enjoyed because I read that trade. Yeah. But I read 12 fucking issues of Ion, and they're telling me that he's the torch bearer. He's the torch bearer. He's the next step in the Green Lantern evolution, and they fucking take it away, and then he's back to being Green Lantern.
At this point, by the way.
I love you, Brent.
Brent is officially pissed.
Yeah. At this point, by the way, that guy who sent in that thing about my 52 issue being way too whiny probably just shut off the episode.
Yeah. So
but it's a valid rant.
Sure it is.
And
it is.
the only reason why it's a valid rant is because maybe these weekly events don't work unless you remove them from continuity or put them under extraneous circumstances where they're not affecting the general universe.
Yeah, I
definitely agree with that.
If you do
something that's a spine, do it in a monthly where you have all the books coming out before and then on the last week you have the spine of the universe come out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I could put Countdown as a whole in my worst issue, I would, but there were a few issues of Countdown that were decent. It's just that
No, there's the Graham Palmiotti stuff with Dini,
mm-hmm.
is excellent.
And the Bedard stuff has been pretty good as well.
The Bedard stuff is starting to pick up. Mm-hmm. It's the Beecham stuff that seems kind of out of place.
Yeah, and I don't know if Beecham was a good choice for Countdown. He's great on Robin. You know, I'm really enjoying his Robin stuff. We're going
to count out to Vector's pretty good.
We're going to get a return of Chuck Dixon to Robin, which is going to be totally awesome since Freddy's staying on
Thank
for
God.
Arch, which is, you know, to me is like heavenly. But I've been enjoying his stuff on Robin, and his Teen Titans stuff was okay, but his Countdown stuff has not really been my cup of tea so far.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Worst single issue, Brent, you're up.
Worst single issue, I'm not going to say Amazon's Attack because you already did. And there's a BK's Bullets about it. It's going to be on episode 50 of Raging Bullets, or 50.5, whichever he decides to call it. And I did a listener rant on that. You can catch that on episode 49, the final part, whichever that is. That's in the listener rants thread. So that was disappointing. Marvel, my most disappointing, got to be Mighty Avengers. It's just not doing it for me. It's late. You know, Bendis is writing both of these books, so they should both technically be coming out on the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
New Avengers has already moved on to the symbiotes as of this issue. You know, like a symbiote attacks Echo at the end in one panel.
Mm-hmm.
And next issue is when we get the start of that. But clearly that's the next arc in Mighty Avengers, but we can't get there unless Frank Cho draws his, you know, boobs perfectly on Miss Marvel's ass or something.
on her ass. Yeah, because her ass boobs have always been fantastic.
Exactly. Well, they have in his book, so, you know, I don't know. So, Marvel, worst single issue, I can name this. Fallen Son, Spider-Man.
Okay.
I thought it was completely unnecessary. There was very little hints of depression in it at all. I thought I was going to get a depressing Spider-Man story, but instead I got Spider-Man fighting the Rhino.
Agreed.
I mean, I like the art. David Finch does a great Spider-Man, especially the black costume, but it was really disappointing.
I thought his art was a little too muddy for that issue.
Okay, that could have been the rain and the coloring and stuff too, but I mean, I don't know. DC, most disappointing. Any issue of Countdown with Carlos Magno on art, just pretty shitty. Check out this week's. It's pretty shitty. But worst single issue, I'd have to say Action Comics, the one that came out, the one Last Sun issue, the 3D one.
Thank you.
I have to say with Raph, or Juan, whoever said that. That was pretty disappointing.
Mm.
I was expecting a full slam bang action issue, and I was expecting the 3D to be kind of cool. And I even bought two copies. I bought a regular copy, and I bought a 3D copy. I could not read the 3D copy to save my life.
It
hurt my eye.
I'm so glad I didn't read the 3D copy.
I ripped out the glasses. I'm glad I'm not saying that as a collector's item or whatever, but I should just throw that copy away. So I read it. I tried to read it 3D. I didn't. So I tried to read it. Read it regularly, and still didn't do anything for me.
Mm.
That was pretty disappointing, considering that there's one chapter left. You'd think that, you know, chapter 4 would be pretty damn big too.
Can I say this? I really hope this kid dies.
He's not, because he's in the Superman solicits.
Ah, damn it!
The third Kryptonian.
He's the third Kryptonian.
No, he's not. There's a different one.
There's a different one.
Because there was a hint of a third Kryptonian before he showed up in the Action Comics Back in Action as the
Auctioneer.
Auctioneer left, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's obviously Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, God.
See, really, shouldn't it be the fourth Kryptonian because you have Superman, Supergirl, and Power Girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, she's running on the universe. She doesn't count.
She's fucking Kryptonian, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She is Kryptonian, but a different Krypton.
She's got the same goddamn powers. I'm going to count her. I'm going to write a letter.
she's not susceptible to Kryptonite, is she?
Yes, she is, I thought.
Hey, we'll
no, get, not no, to our Kryptonite.
No, she isn't.
Not
it's different Kryptonite.
Yeah, not our Kryptonite.
Because we have Kryptonite
she's
in the real world.
A different breed of Kryptonian, whatever. Uh-huh. Okay. Fucking lame.
She's on the cover, so there's still four of them.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah, five.
Hey, count Chris Kent. Technically,
five.
Technically, you could
six
do like
six.
Six.
Fucking dog.
Hey. How about?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's Kryptonite dog.
Hey, well,
but is there a whole
Superman
city in the Fortress of Solitude?
Seven!
Kingdom Come Superman!
Seven is on the fucking planet! Why are
Seven Superman Prime!
That son of Krypton my ass.
Why are we looking for the third? There's seven fucking Kryptonians.
There's a whole city of people from Krypton inside.
73!
70,000 Kryptonians on the fucking planet. Why are we looking for number three?
All right. We get the point. Right? We get the point. All right. Raph, did I get your worst single issues?
No, I'm still thinking about my Marvel, but I'll go ahead with my DC. It's actually between two titles. I don't know which one to pick. It's either All-Star Batman and Robin number 7, or it's Teen Titans number, what was it, 47?
7
or 46?
50.
No. The one that ends Titans East. Because I really hate 46. Because I didn't like that. I started a fight with the entire Teen Titans crew so that my kids could have a family.
Yeah,
it's fucking lame.
Tough love, bitch.
That was fucking lame. Come on.
It
kind of felt like Geoff Johns just like phoned that
mailed
way.
It in.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I'm working on Sinestro Corps. Fuck this shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and All-Star Batman Robin number 6. How many goddamn times do they have to say the goddamn Batman in the goddamn book? God damn it!
Goddamn. Shit, goddamn, again.
Right? Jeez. Could you... I mean,
here's
Amazon's
what I understand
attack
about
was
that
in mine
book.
Too,
you can say goddamn as many times as you want, but you can't say bullshitting.
Yeah.
You have to black out the shit part. I'm sorry, that's lame.
Yeah, no, it's stupid.
Well, I mean, like he when they said it once in the second issue or whatever it was, all right, that's a little cheesy. All right, we'll leave that alone. And then, I love being the goddamn Batman. All right, you're overdoing it. Oh, it's the goddamn Batman! I don't want to get caught by the goddamn Batman. Come on.
Are you dense? Are you retarded? I'm the goddamn Flash.
All right. I actually have an independent one, too.
Go ahead.
But, yeah. Independent, I'll choose Highlander.
Okay.
I thought, you know, they would fill in the gaps and try to fix continuity. They haven't done shit. They've been spinning the wheels in place. It's like, oh, they just brought Duncan in it. Oh, Connor got kidnapped by people who still believe the Kurgan's power can be harnessed. Oh, blah blah blah. I'm like, move on. Mm-hmm. Just let him, like, can you just go somewhere else already? Like, let him explore the new powers he got from the Kurgan or whatever. Yeah, so I want to drop that series, but I kind of want to see it through to its conclusion.
I hear you. I was never really that big a fan of Highlander.
You just want to collect the worst series of all time.
Yeah, well.
Just want to say you have the biggest turd that anyone's ever shitted on some piece of paper for.
I still have Frontline number 10 in
me trying to pass off Stargate technology as an elementary school project.
Juan, that would be shat, not shitted.
No, shitted, because he's still doing it right now to this day. Oh, every time I read it, a baby angel dies.
What book is this?
Highlander.
Oh, sorry, Batman and Robin. Oh, every time I read that book or I mention its name, a baby angel dies.
I thought angels were immortal.
Well,
no. See, not when goddamn Batman is involved.
Well, every time you say goddamn, a baby angel dies.
There he goes. Oh. Another one.
Uh-huh.
That one was cute, too.
And my Marvel.
How many baby angels do you think there are? Can we kill them in one episode?
I don't know. Actually, let's move on to your Marvel, Raph.
I don't know why I'm still picking up, but I guess you guys already mentioned Wolverine, right?
Yeah, but you can mention it too.
You know, I'll go somewhere else. I'll go where you guys probably won't go either. But Ultimate Power.
Ooh, yeah, that is pretty bad.
Number 6. What the fuck? You
well, I have to know that the series exists in order for me to say it's bad.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, it's been delayed like crazy. Second of all, you're telling me the guy behind all the problems between the Ultimate Universe and, what is it, Supreme Power Universe is freaking Doctor Doom? Ultimate Doctor Doom, who, when we last saw, was stuck in the Marvel Zombieverse?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. Where? How?
Land!
Why?
And...
Yeah, you know what? You know what's how they're going to save that story? Bring Ultimate Penance in, all right? Just bring Ultimate Penance in. Have him get fucking tortured by everyone. Have all them put, like, clamps on his nipples and torture the shit out of him, and it'll make me feel better.
Well, there is...
Wow, you've given that a lot of thought, haven't you?
No, I just thought of it. I hate that. They did
bring in Ultimate Speedball in like a throwaway issue of in Spider-Man Annual. You saw Ultimate Speedball in the background, so you could have Ultimate Penance.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and Greg Land's art just hurts me.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because I remember when he used to be good.
Oh yeah, no, he used to be really good back in his DC days.
We should all go to the X-Mart down here in Gainesville and just buy him a whole bunch of new porn. That way he can draw better.
Oh, man. Yeah, and Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he obviously gets stuff from there, too. All right, let's move on to Best Event, because there were a bunch of them during the summer, because that's when summer events happen, just like summer movies. Best Summer Event, Juan.
Best Summer Event? Sinestro Corps. Sorry.
There you go.
It hits on all cylinders.
Agreed. Agreed entirely. I mean, this is only one event, obviously, because that wouldn't make sense to name everyone, because there's like only like four going on. So, all right. Brent.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I'm going to say World War Hulk.
Okay.
Sinestro Corps is good. That first issue was great. But for me, the single issues in the regular series so far haven't really delivered that much. They've had some great moments, but I'm sorry, it's just not doing that as much for me as the first issue did. And I think World War Hulk is beating that out, too.
Cool. Raph?
I'm going to say Sinestro Corps, but I'm also going to put my support behind Annihilation Conquest, because I'm enjoying all the minis leading up to it, and it's just been a blast so far, especially with Nova, and what was it, I'm blanking on his name. The one with all the ragtag.
Star-Lord.
Yeah, Star-Lord. I love that book.
Yeah.
That book is so funny with the... Oh, it's great. It's just great.
I don't often...
It's a great cast of characters.
Yeah. I don't often care about space heroes, but two things that made me care about space heroes. DC's 52, because obviously the space heroes in that... I'm looking forward.
Yeah.
I haven't read Countdown to Adventure yet. I have it sitting there in my to read pile, but I'll obviously read it eventually. But Annihilation Conquest is my event of the summer because it makes me give a shit about the Marvel space heroes, and it takes a hell of a lot, and it does it great. Even the fact that Nova ties into Annihilation is making me happy. At first, I said it shouldn't, but here I'm okay with that because his issue.
Well, he's an integral part of it.
Yes, yes, he is. And his issues have been terrific so far. I mean, it makes sense for him to be there. At first I was against it, now I'm totally for it. All the different miniseries feel like they're one straight line. They're all connected. And that works for me. That's something that Countdown's not doing, that Annihilation is doing. It's making the miniseries count. That's definitely mine. All right, we'll go from good to bad again. Most disappointing, whether it be event, whether it be storyline, whatever you want to do. We've sort of touched on some already, but if you have a specific most disappointing storyline, either Marvel, DC, whatever, you can go ahead and throw that out there. Brent, I know you were talking about earlier one in particular, but you can go ahead.
Most disappointing DC, any issue of Countdown that Carlos Macno draws. He's fucking ugly, or he draws ugly people, and it's really nasty looking.
Okay, Juan.
Grant Morrison not being able to finish his runs. Mm. Period. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Explain. You know, before, what do you mean?
What is he not finishing?
Well, he didn't finish the whole Black Case book. I know that the Damian issue kind of finished it. But last time I saw Batman before the Damian issue, he was being dragged away by a Bane Batman. And I want to see how the fuck the Batman got out of that. One.
Wait.
Wildcats, still missing.
That's Jim Lee taking on too many projects.
Yes.
Right? No, and Grant hasn't finished issue two yet.
Well, because he knew he wasn't going to finish issue one.
Yeah, it's true, too.
And Authority isn't done.
Yeah. No, Wildstorm's a mess. I mean, there are good books in Wildstorm, but the whole Worldstorm event was a mess.
It was a failed relaunch. At least Tranquility didn't get bogged down.
I love
because it didn't have to be. It didn't have to be relaunched.
Yeah.
It was starting anew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gen 13 isn't bad.
Yeah. It isn't, but it takes a little bit to get through.
And Welcome to Tranquility could be an entirely separate book if you wanted it to. I mean, sure, Gen 13 is now crossed over into it, but it's not really referencing that much things from the Wildstorm universe.
I know he was pulled off to go to Final Crisis, and I'm glad that he's doing Final Crisis 100%. But if you start something, right, and this is no knock on Grant, because writing is hard. You know, and it's a craft, and you do have to put a lot of energy in it. But if you start something, you finish it. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. If you start a thing as abstract as the ending may be, right, which is maybe what I'm not getting from the Damian issue, I was left a little bit unfulfilled, because if Batman is getting dragged unconscious by a Bane Batman, I want to see how he got out of that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to see... What?
Are you guys talking about Batman 665, right? He gets dragged... I don't remember it that way. I remember him, like...
Exactly, because the other issue was 2 months late. If Batman, the 666 issue was like a month and a half late.
It was.
Yeah, but no, I remember he wasn't being dragged. I don't remember him being dragged away at the end.
Yeah, he was unconscious the last time. That was a Kubert.
I remember that. Yeah, I
thought he
that.
Solved the case. No, I thought it was over.
He figured it out, but he'd never solved it on camera.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying.
I gotta go back and read it then, because I'm remembering something totally different.
Yeah. Well,
or whatever. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. All right. Most disappointing for me, Wonder Woman, mostly because. We were promised, obviously, the end of Heimberg's run. We were promised, and sure, we got it, but I don't really care.
It still won't matter, because when you read it, so far removed from continuity.
Sure. Yeah, especially since we've seen the characters that were involved in that already. I mean, we've seen Cersei, we've seen Donna, we've seen everybody. We've seen, you know, everybody involved in that. So it makes no sense at this point. But the issues that came out after that, I've heard so much praise... For what is it, Jodi Picoult?
She did a pretty good job.
I don't agree.
Jodi Picoult.
I don't agree. In fact, that's the part that was disappointing to me, because I heard all this hype about how she was supposed to be a good writer and somebody who would have a grasp on Wonder Woman's character, and we got a Wonder Woman who didn't seem to know anything about man's world, even though she'd been in it for years already. She was acting like she didn't know anything. That's not the Wonder Woman that we have grown to know, and it didn't fit with the character at all. So that's why that was a disappointment to me, because I was expecting something different and didn't get it.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's going to be a ambassador and live wherever she lived when she had the embassy. She's got no shit about man's world.
Agreed.
But she knows how to pick up a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She also did a lot of Superman Returns type, like, introspecting, like, where do I belong with mankind? They're not like me. They don't – I mean, that was something I didn't like – Yeah, she didn't need to do that.
I feel bad that she got stuck in the middle of that crappy Amazon's attack stuff.
Oh, yeah. And also, I mean, this is just a side thing, and it's not that bad because at least they had an issue to fill in for it, but the fact that Gail Simone's issue of Wonder Woman got pushed back a month, you know, for her start, I hope this is not a sign that things are going to be like this on a regular basis, because I want to see regular...
No, it was the Dodson's fault.
That's not her.
Okay, all right.
They need to get them off the book. I'm so sick of the Dodsons. Like, they're always on late books, and I mean, nothing against them. I like their artwork, but if this is supposed to be a high profile series, just move someone more consistent on it, please. I can't.
Why don't you put Jamal Igo on it? No,
put Jamal on. He's got no
Paco Diaz.
Paco, yeah, exactly. I haven't seen Paco
Diaz. Yeah, get anybody. Jesus, who's
yes, I'm pretty sure he's not doing anything.
Yeah,
actually, I think he's doing Emperor Vulcan. Paco Diaz.
Yes, he is.
For Marvel? Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm talking about Jesus Saez.
Yeah.
He's doing Countdown. He's sucking on Countdown.
Ugh.
That most recent issue...
He just sucked on Mac.
Sucked.
That most recent issue was terrible with his art. And it's bad for me because his first issue looked really good. That first issue of Countdown that came out looked terrific.
His stuff on OMAC and Checkmate is so much better than the crap he's putting out for Countdown.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's the deadlines or what.
It could be the inker, actually.
Could be that too.
Yeah, he's not working with the same inker, I don't think.
All right, let's move on to favorite con announcement. Let's go from that, because again, there were a bunch of con announcements this summer, and I'd like to see everybody's favorite. We'll start off with me. My favorite con announcement was definitely Warren Ellis and Simone Bianchi taking over Astonishing X-Men. Because that...
That's how much I care.
Yeah, well, Juan, we all care about different things, not a way, all right? Because I was looking for somebody who'd be able to keep an epic feel to Astonishing, and Warren Ellis is going to be able to do that. He's never taken on the regular X-Men before. He's taken on, you know, sects of the of set, different portions of the X-Men universe, but never the actual X-Men. And he's going to get a chance to do that. And Simone Bianchi's art, I'm sure, is going to be terrific. Let's give this a go. I'm ready for it to happen. An honorable mention would be Chuck Dixon on Robin.
Son of a bitch, that was mine.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Juan, give me. Well, you can get more in depth on that, and you can, you know, add something else if you want to.
The Chuck Dixon on Robin was my favorite, just because he wrote the Robin miniseries that got me really focused on the character and that initially brought me into the comics world. And to see him return to a character that has changed so much from his initial character design and character sketches that he pulled out in all three Robin miniseries, I would like to see his take on this adopted son of Bruce Wayne, on this hero that has come into his own, who's the leader of the Teen Titans. He's no longer just the detective who figured out that Batman and Dick Grayson were Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson were Batman and Robin. He's this kid who has experienced loss in Stephanie Brown and his parents, has experienced the friendship that could only come from other kids who experienced the life of a hero and their loss, and the growing that has to come with being in someone's like Batman shadow. And I think Dixon could pull that out of this character. Not that Adam Beechin didn't, or not that any of the other writers kind of always got it, but William him kind of just glossed over it. Beechin dove into it and extrapolated more of the character's essence. And now I think once those two have been cemented together and put into the hands of Chuck Dixon, you're going to get a much bigger series, and it's going to move up to be an A-caliber book.
Yeah. I can't wait for it, mostly because a lot of people say you can never go home again. Chuck Dixon can. You know, he has that ability.
I want
him to
be on Nightwing, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be awesome. That'd be very awesome. But most, and hell, didn't he even start Birds of Prey?
He did, yeah, he did, but, you know, Bedard is doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And I read that issue of Birds of Prey. It was really good.
Well, again, minus the fact that he got Connor's mother wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if the mother that he mentioned is his mother, well, he made out with his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one who realized that.
I let it go. It's Bedard.
Oh my gosh, so that was such a long time ago too. That was like way back. Oh
yeah, well, dude. I mean, it was the Connor Hawk miniseries. It wasn't that long ago.
No.
Oh no. You're right.
It was like
three
or four months ago.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're right. I'm just saying
Lady Shadow.
Yeah, Lady Shadow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My brain just went, oh. No, I was thinking about Connor way back in the day.
Okay,
so.
All right. They did reveal who his mother was back in the day, and it certainly wasn't Shadow. So, you know.
Yeah, that's why I was, yeah.
That's just something that editorial should have caught, so that's not Bedard's fault. I will agree on that.
Editor's job, yeah.
Oh, and
that's Larry's mistake.
Yeah. Honorable mention, talking about going home again, also Jim Shooter on Legion.
That might be interesting.
It could be pretty damn interesting. Okay, yeah. Brent, your favorite announcement?
J.G. Jones on Final Crisis.
Mm.
Amen.
I've read his Wanted trade soon after that was announced, and I think he's a fantastic artist, and I can't wait to see what he brings to the DC Universe other than those amazing 52 covers he's done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great to see him on sequential art again.
Yeah, and special mention, Hitch and Mark Miller on Fantastic Four, because I'm just loving to wait to see how long it takes for it to bomb.
Issue.
I give it 3 months before it's late.
I give it 7, because they said that they will be on it as long as 3 years.
I remember they said it took three years to finish Ultimates.
They said that they're going to do at least 2 years with the possibility of a third. That's what they said. So, again, if it happens, awesome. If it doesn't happen, I hate to say I told you so.
If they get late the first time, they should start thinking about taking them off the book.
Yeah.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, again, DC's learned that lesson. It's time for Marvel, too.
Yeah.
I think DC's doing a much better job with their late books.
Definitely.
Moving stuff around and putting in fill-ins. I think, Detective Comics has been that way since One Year Later started.
Mm-hmm.
They realized that maybe Deedon can't write an issue every month, so they started lining up these fill-ins. The John Rosm Scarecrow two-part I thought was great.
Yeah.
It is. It's good.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And what else? That Phosphorus Man one-shot was pretty good. There's some other good ones in there, too. That, you know, they weren't terrible. Oh, the one with the two-parter Bomber? With Andy Clark art. The two-parter in the Gotham Tower.
Oh, yeah. With the terrorist, right?
Yeah, the terrorist. Yeah. That was okay. That was pretty good. And the one that brought back those three guys from the animated series with the vulture, the shark, and the wolf heads.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they were just trying to kill them.
Yeah, and they were killing each other. That was cool, too.
I think I'm pretty excited I like the way they picked that up in trade, because I missed a few issues here and there.
Well, you know what? Detective has been on time, and it's been no delays at all. It hasn't even been close to being late, unlike its parent book, Batman.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Or its counterpart, Action Comics.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And Superman's been pretty good, too. I like the way Busiek writes Superman.
Oh, yeah.
And he writes in those little side stories into Camelot Falls so that, you know, Carlos Pacheco can take all the fucking time he wants, which he's been doing.
It's cool how, like, over the past couple months, though, I realize I've been picking up so many more of the, like, B characters in DC, and I've been caring less and less about the big three when that's what 52 was supposed to do, is make us care more about them. And I realize I pick up Morrison's Batman, I pick up when it comes out, the John's, action issues, and I am going to start picking up Wonder Woman again and Gail Simone, but I like so many other characters in DC better than them these days that they're not really DC for me anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way I look at it these days. And again, I'd much rather read Teen Titans most of the time than like Batman or Superman.
I think Marvel's been going strong with the Punisher War Journal.
Oh, definitely.
Oh.
That's a great book, and it comes out on time pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And it's very
and it's always a fresh story.
Yeah, it's a fresh story, and it's different than Max, which was what I was looking for. Wrath, favorite con announcement?
It's similar to Brent's Grant Morrison being on Final Crisis, only because the DC universe I grew up with was Grant Morrison's DC universe. Like he wrote the number one DC book at the time, JLA. He wrote DC 1 Million. He wrote a lot of key storylines, and 10, 15 years, no, it's not 15. It's been 10 years, and they're still playing off some of the things he did back then.
Yeah.
And I'm so looking forward to what he's going to do with this fucking series. It's I feel so good about it. Like, I feel so confident now because Grant is so good. I mean, I didn't really know about the whole Black casebook thing. I thought they finished it. Maybe I'm just losing my memory. But, yes, he does drop books, and maybe he doesn't have a great track record of that, but the stuff he finishes is terrific. All-Star Superman, I mean, I don't mind not having Gen 13 in Authority because there's an All-Star Superman. I am the big Superman fan here, after all, so you could take away all the other books in DC and just give me All-Star Superman. I'd be very upset, but I wouldn't be as upset if you took All-Star Superman from me and gave me, like, three other titles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy with Grant Morrison doing Final Crisis, because he knows what he's doing, and I feel very good about it. Another backup one was McDuffie on JLA, because I trust him. Trust him to do a good job at JLA.
Now, he's a great writer, and I'm sure it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's great also because I know how Final Crisis is going to end already. You know, DC Universe is going to have a kid.
Everybody's going to have a kid.
Yeah. Well, no. The universe itself. Yeah, there's going to be an ultimate DC universe after this.
Oh, and that's where Tiny Titans will take place, right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. You got it right there. Uh-huh. Makes perfect sense to me. Right. Oh, and one thing that I didn't mention that I do want to mention, I don't care about any of the other writers of Amazing Spider-Man. The fact that Dan Slott's writing Amazing makes me very happy. Cool. And the fact that J.R. Jr. is coming back. Uh-huh. J.R. Jr. back on Spidey, I'm a happy boy. It's where he belongs.
They got great artists for that.
Yeah, no.
Phil Jimenez.
Yeah.
McNivitt.
Let's see how long that lasts.
Well, I mean, come on. The one that doesn't make any sense, though, you mentioned all those other other artists and Chris Baklo.
Yeah, his style is like way too wild compared to those
guys.
He's
a needle in the haystack right there, because you got McNiven's clean style, you got Jimenez's clean style, you got Junior's clean style, and then Baklo.
I don't think McNiven fits that well at all.
Yeah?
It's too detailed.
His Civil War Spider-Man didn't float my boat ever.
Too stylized?
I thought so. I mean,
his
Peter Parker face when he took off the mask, really weird looking. The panel where Iron Spider's hanging upside down outside the Baxter building didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well,
one preview image they showed looks okay, but I just think he's the weird one out of the bunch. Him and LaRocca are the weird ones for me out of that bunch.
I think LaRocca's
depending on which LaRocca style he uses.
Yeah, he's hit and miss. LaRocca's really hit and miss.
The art that he did on Spectacular Spider-Man Annual was amazing.
Oh, that was great.
So if he does anything near that on his books, then I'll be sold.
I miss Extreme X-Men LaRocca.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I miss Fantastic Four LaRocca.
I thought you said you missed Extreme X-Men.
Fantastic Four LaRocca was fantastic. No pun intended.
Four.
All right, let's end this off with what we're looking forward to in the fall. Brent, you're up.
Tony Daniel on Batman and the Resurrection of Ra's al Ghul, baby.
Ra's.
Yeah.
Ra's al Ghul.
They say it Ra's in the series. They say Ra's in the movie. I'm going with pop culture. Ra's.
Ra's al Ghul it is.
Actually, Ra's is what my Arabic friend says it is, so.
Well, what about that guy that CGS got that said that it was Ra's? Like the creator?
Neil Adams?
Yeah, Neil Adams said it was Ra's.
Denny O'Neill, you mean?
Denny O'Neill, there you go. Yeah. Denny O'Neill said it was Ra's.
I've met Neil. He says it's Ra's also, but I mean, my friend's Arabic, so I mean, I think she would know better. Yeah. So she speaks the language. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, you say tomato.
I say tomato.
Yeah, exactly.
Jinx, knock on wood. You owe me a Coke.
Oh, yeah. I'll totally mail.
Okay, that was an office joke. I got that.
I'll totally mail it to you, Brent.
Okay.
Here, by
don't
the
send
Coke.
It with. The Why the Last Man issues Raph's going to send me.
All right, good. Okay.
Because I don't want to ruin Raph's comics with my Coke.
Anything else you're looking forward to?
The end of Sinestro Corps. I hope it delivers.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Juan.
Beware the Red Lantern.
Ooh. Nice.
All I got to say. The Sinestro Corps will end, but there will be another threat in the Red Lantern.
Wow. That's going to be interesting.
I've seen Mr. Gold number one.
You think that's going to be the Red Hulk?
Oh, yeah, the Red Hulk.
Yeah, I saw that. And when you said Red Lantern, all I could think of is, wait, the guy from the CGS forums is doing bad stuff now?
He's invading the DC.
To Mary Marvel, because he loves Mary Marvel.
Raph, go.
My favorites... For DC, I think it's after. Oh no! You know what? The Justice League and Justice Society, or what are they calling it? Justice Society.
Yeah.
Are they calling it that? Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to action after this whole Donner thing, because he's a great writer. He's got great ideas, but I want to get back to a consistent schedule.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
And for Marvel Annihilation. Oh, after Smash. I want to know what the hell happens after What Will Hulk.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. For me, I'd have to say once it comes out, and again, it looks like it's coming out when it's supposed to at least, the whole symbiote virus looks like it's going to kick ass.
Yeah.
In that, and also Secret Invasion. Ooh, yeah. I'm looking forward to a lot of the stuff coming out of Marvel right now. I mean, DC, I'm still looking forward to what I was in the first place, which is obviously Final Crisis, but... From the stuff that's coming down the pipe for them in the fall, the only other thing that I can think of off the top of my head is Titans Tomorrow.
What about Gotham Underground?
All right, yeah, Gotham Underground should be okay. I'm not quite sure how Cal Fiore is going to do, though. I'm a fan of Cal Fiore's art, but I don't know how it's going to work that well on Gotham Underground. So,
well, at least it's contained within the Bat books.
Yeah,
so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
It's a separate Bat book. It's not contained. It's not an event.
No, it's going to be running through.
It's not an event, though. It's its own miniseries.
Yeah, because it's a miniseries.
Event I think I read the solicitation wrong then.
Yeah.
It's not contained.
Which month? Which month are you talking about?
The
newest one? The latest one?
Yeah.
The latest one, it's all about Ra's al Ghul, or Ra's al Ghul, or however you want to say it.
Oh, and...
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? Also, Batman and the Outsiders, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm looking forward to the way it's looking. It's going
to
be awesome.
I dropped two Marvel titles to get that one extra DC title.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Oh, and actually, yeah, one other thing that I have to mention, the fact that Titans East is going to be the originals.
I thought they were just going to be after the Titans East special. They were just going to be the Titans.
That's from what I heard, yeah. The ones that appear in that special, Brent, they haven't said yet, but I have a feeling they're also going to be a member of the team. It's probably going to be...
Or they will be the Titans.
Junior members?
Probably. That's the way
I'm hoping.
Yeah, like trainees. Yeah, because, I mean, that makes sense to me. Who better to teach these other people than the original Titans?
Well, that makes sense, because I don't think Infinity Inc. is ongoing, is it? Because
no,
I was thinking maybe... Do that with Infinity Inc.
Isn't Infinity Inc. ongoing? I could have sworn it was.
Is it? I don't, because it. I haven't read it. I heard that all the original the survivors are starting to get sick. I'm thinking they're all going to die, or most of them, and you know a handful are left, and maybe they become heroes. Maybe they don't.
I don't know.
I'm not too sure.
I don't know, but yeah. I mean, all I know from that is that last I checked, it was ongoing. I could be wrong, but they're more mentally sick than physically.
Oh, okay. I maybe I should read it then.
Yeah, read it. Give it a chance before you know.
No, no. It says 3 of 8 in November.
Okay, never mind then. All right, but hopefully it'll become a regular after that because I actually really enjoyed the first issue.
Yeah, it sounds good. I'll just get it in trade then.
All right, boys. Nice quick episode of Comic Timing, only about an hour long, but that's also partly because this is being recorded ahead of time because I want to make sure to have one in the can for after CGS 300, because I have a feeling I'll have CGS 300 burnout once this is all said and done with. So, yeah, again, I hope you guys enjoyed the CGS 300 episode. Unedited, nice, raw, and uncut. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure it's awesome. All right. Nevertheless, let's just do the wrap-up here. Brent, what you got upcoming, boy?
Well, I just sent off the BK's Bullets for episode 50 for Raging Bullets. So that'll be long gone by the time this comes out, right?
I hope so.
So that one's on Amazon's Attack number 6. And my next BK's Bullets, we got the Superman Emperor Joker trade. I just picked that up last weekend.
Very good.
And I'm in the middle of it, so we'll see how that is.
That's an awesome series. It was really well done. That's probably the best McGinnis Loeb collaboration there was.
See,
that.
Now, here's like where I got to argue with you. It's not a McGinnis-Loeb collaboration. It went through all four, five titles of the Superman books there, and I looked through it, and McGinnis only does two fucking issues.
Really? Huh.
Okay. Yeah. It's not – see, this is what I don't understand about the McGinnis-Loeb collaboration. He does a whole bunch of issues, but he did – okay, Our World's at War, he did two issues in that. He did two issues in this thing, two issues in President Lex. I don't see that as a run.
All right. Well, you know what? I read it so long ago also. That's why. Like, I had forgotten who
it's more as miniseries that work that
Ringo,
they do
Ringo
together.
Ringo did art on that, right?
Yeah,
no,
he did.
He's in Our World's at War.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did.
Ringo's not in this one.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, but...
that was my little mini rant, sorry.
Okay.
I went off on you like that.
That's fine. RagingBullets.com.
That's going to be addressed in the next BK's Bullets.
The Bullets have been very raging lately.
Oh, you haven't heard Amazon's Attack yet.
Yeah, but definitely give that a shot. BK's Bullets, awesome as always. And Juan and Raph, let you two collaborate on what's coming up.
Well, let's see. This by the time this is out, episode 8 will be out. That'll be the part one of this, the movie special. Part 9 is probably going to be the CGS 300. I don't know how we're going to do that. I mean, if we both release the same exact episode, or if we do one half on your feed and my feed, or whatever, that's going to be 300. And then episode 10 is Brent and Spano Mano from the forums. And they get to run the show for a little bit, and then 11 should be Stargate, and after that, who knows?
So you're telling me I have to wait like a month or possibly a month and a half to hear what I just recorded Tuesday?
I don't understand how that works, man.
You just ruined the illusion.
I had to say it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just.
It'll be out by the end of the month or the middle of next month.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what it looks like.
Or the month after that.
Or the month after that.
Or when Authority number 2 comes out. Okay. Or number 3 actually.
And that'll be the Christmas episode.
Year.
Yeah. How close are
it'll
you?
Be Matthew Guy's Christmas present. Stargate.
Oh. Yeah. That's not too bad. It's the first reference all show. So Raph, how long until you get your computer fixed?
Oh, that's gonna take a long time because I've got all this stuff to take care of. Like I've got like all this stuff to do and people to pay off.
Uh-huh.
Where my money, man?
Drug dealers.
Where my money, man? Where my money, man? Yeah, so it may not be till like around after New York Comic Con next year.
All right, cool. Well, as long as you keep on coming.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna keep recording it. I'm just gonna have to delete the main audios. I'm just gonna have to keep the MP3s only. So
that's fine. That's usually how I do it.
Yeah. So.
All right, cool. Well, check it out. Got geeksunite.libsyn.com and freewebs.geeksunite, and a whole bunch of stuff going on over there. And before we wrap this up, here is a promo from the guys at Wednesday's Hall. Enjoy.
Wednesday's Hall Celebrity Co-host Audition Take 1. This is Wednesday's Hall. And I'm your host, Scott Cederlin. And today, I'm joined by our brand new co-host, Mr. Jason Lee.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Reynolds.
No, Jason, Cederlin. Scott Cederlin.
Reynolds.
Fine, whatever, big-time movie, television, skateboarding star. Yeah, I know your history as a skateboarder kind of poser you are. But anyway, off to a bad start. Let's try to take this back again. Jason, what kind of comics do you read? What do you enjoy about comics?
Archie, all right? Archie and the Riverdale gang were a pure and fun-loving bunch. You can't find dysfunction in those comics. They were just flat-out wholesome.
Wow, that's kind of cool how you have your own music. And Archie, you know what? You're right. They are a wholesome and fun-loving bunch. What else do you like, Mr. Lee? Or can I call you Jason?
I'm the only person I know that likes Danny Ainge. Outside of Celtic fans. Phoenix, I guess.
I suppose that'd be something that'd be great if we were a basketball podcast. But is there anything else you can think of that you like about comics?
I just wanted you to know that I respect your work as an artist. I'm something of an artist myself. I was the inker on the comic book.
I know that inkers don't get the respect that they deserve. But I will tell you, inking is an art form that I respect. I have always appreciated some of the true, real talent we've had that as inkers in this industry.
Your mother's a tracer!
Wow, where did that come from?
That's what the internet's for, slandering others anonymously.
That may fly on other podcasts here, mister, but not this show. This is a wholesome family show.
I wish I'd have went with more Catholic schoolgirls when I was a kid. As it stands, I have no. And then she unzipped her jumper stories.
You know, I can understand that. I guess I don't have any of those stories, too. So I feel your pain there, my brother. But I'm sorry. I don't think this is going to work out. I don't think you and I can actually do a podcast together every week.
What a weird thing for girls who say a boot.
I understand. A boot. Canadian women, Catholic Canadian women, it all comes together. But really, what's going to happen? How are you and I, you know, we're never going to work together.
That's why you have to travel incognito. Tone down your behavior. Stay off their respective radars. Quit killing people, that's high.
Killing people? What kind of podcast do you think we're doing here? This is just a nice weekly little comic book podcast, and you're talking about killing people? That's it. Out of the recording studio. Get out of the recording studio.
Now that, my friend, is a sheer moment.
What did I tell you? Get out of here. Just get out of here while I tell everyone about Wednesday's Hall, a weekly comic book podcast featuring reviews and views about today's and some of the greatest comic books of all time. Out, yeah, pretty much every Wednesday. Stop by WednesdaysHall.com or check us out on iTunes.
All right, there you go. Wednesday's Hall at WednesdaysHall.com. And Jason Lee, I'm pretty sure, is not a regular.
That promo is longer than the episode.
Yeah. I didn't know that going in.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That's a good point, Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so long.
You know, that was oddly appropriate to have something with Jason Lee in it after, you know, the freaking Peter Griffin soundboard that Juan's been going on lately. All right. All right, Juan, you done?
He's looking for the no one.
That's so true. That's so true.
The email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the forums over at thecomicforums.com/forum, which are graciously hosted by the Comic Geek Speak guys over at comicgeekspeak.com. We are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com, and we're also members of the League of Comic Book Podcasters. Check it out at comicbooknoise.com. They have a link to the League of Comic Book Podcasters on there. We are very proud members of that. Please send us a review on iTunes. Graciously appreciated. And please vote for us on Podcast Alley. The links are in the show notes and on the main page. So that's pretty much all here for this episode. And dig us on dig.com. Almost forgot to say that. So for Brent, for Juan, for Raph, for Peter Griffin, I'm Ian Levinstein, reminding everybody out there that there's always time for comics.
But what's going on?
There's always time for comics.
What's going on?
There's always time for comics.
What?
It's a fucking comic book podcast!
There's always time for comics, dude. That's it. There's always time for comics.
Now?
Yeah, now. Now, there's always...
Now?
Anytime.
Now we're killing babies. Goddamn it.
Yeah.
It's Batman.
The show's over. Go home, folks. All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2... Wait, hold on, what am I calling this episode? Fuck. I just realized.
Summer crossover for event 5.
Well, no. I have to give it a number. All right, so...
48?
Okay, let's see, 46... All right, yeah, 48. I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good. Jared Boddicker, you are under arrest.
Okay. I'm good. Yeah.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
But wait, what are we doing?
Yeah, I thought
that's what we're doing.
My head, do it again. Yeah, my head got fucked up for a second.
His whole argument is there's been one issue this summer.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Ian. I told you it was late.
Yeah, I know, but I said...
It's
been monthly.
Wait.
Bullshit, there's only been four issues.
I told Ian that.
Wait, of what?
A couple weeks ago, I told you Mighty Avengers was late, and you said, no, it's been monthly.
There has been
no summer
four
release.
Issues.
When did it start?
Yes, there was.
The fourth one just came
March.
Out, right?
Hold on.
It started in March.
Yeah, it started in March.
It should be in issue
they
six
were on
now.
Monthly,
eight, four,
and
eight.
Then June happened.
All right. Okay. All right. I eat my cake. All right, there we go. I get mud shoved down my throat. All right, let's go back and I'll reintroduce that. One sec. All right.
Hey, it's Peter. What's going on, buddy?
I'm going to talk to you about something.
You know what really grinds my gears? This Lindsay Lohan, huh? Lindsay Lohan with all the little outfits jumping around here on stage, half naked with your little outfits. You know, you're up there jumping around. And I'm just sitting here with my beer. So, you know, what am I supposed to do? What do you want? You know, are we gonna go out? Is that what you're trying to? What?
All right, I'm ready.
Hold on, I can't stop.
What do you want, Lynch? Tell me what you want.
And an honorable, I can't speak all of a sudden.
Oh no, wait, let me go to All-Star Batman number 7. How many goddamn times do you have to say the goddamn Batman in the goddamn book?
You're talking about 5, because 7 comes out 2 weeks from now.
Oh, 5. 6. No, 6 is... Because Sean ranted about 5, and that was...
Start over, say it again.
Yeah, DC, most disappointing. Oh, actually, Marvel, most disappointing, I can say.
This is
Fallen Sun.
This is still worst single issue.
Worst single issue.
Yeah. That's all being left in.
No problem.
come back.
Thank you. Next time, not one.
Let's see how long that ass. Let's see how long that ass.